Solid Blue Sister, and this is
My Turn to Talk.
And welcome, welcome, whatever platform you are listening, live or on the replay. Welcome and thank you. It is really very much appreciated. As always, I do hope everyone is having a wonderful day. It is another beautiful day here in sunny Southern California. Hey, Frankie. Hey, Blunt Ninja. How are you two doing today? Welcome, welcome. I'm glad you were able to make it. So, as usual, people will trickle in. But so today, never bet on a horse you haven't seen run. And I want to talk about trusting people. And I say trusting people takes trust. You know, so you have to trust in order to trust people. At least that's the way I see it. And you don't trust everyone. There are some people that you meet, they could be the nicest people ever, but for some reason you just don't trust them, you know, or there could be some people that you meet and you guys don't get off, you know, on the right foot, but you find later down the road that you trust this person 100%. Me personally, I don't trust anybody 100%. I just don't. And I have learned my lesson, Rico, I'll invite you up in a moment. I have, you know, learned my lessons throughout my many years. I have learned my lessons. I have been burned by people. Sometimes more than once. I had to get slapped upside the head a couple of times. But you learn. You know, but there are a lot of reasons why people don't trust. Could be from when you were little, you were growing up, you know, relationships you've had, your personalities just don't mesh. I mean, there are a lot of reasons. You could have had a boss that was a total asshole, you know, and for whatever reason, you know, the next job that you go to, you know, you're always expecting that boss, you know, your new boss to do something crazy. There are a lot of reasons, but I do believe when I say never bet on a horse you haven't seen run, I'm talking about people that haven't proven them themselves. And I do believe that for you to trust someone, you have to prove yourself to them. It's not that, well, my mother has known this person for, you know, 20 years, and it's my mother's best friend's son, or it's my mother's best friend. Okay, that's your mother's best friend. Your mother has a relationship with her. I don't have a relationship with this person. And I do believe that, you know, you have to see a person's personality. And one thing that I look at when I'm around people is how they treat others. You know, are you, you know, and even, you know, y'all know I love dogs. I love them. I love them. I look at how people treat their pets. You know, if you're going to be an asshole to your dog or even your cat, even though I don't like cats, you know, but you're an asshole to your pet, to me, you know, that's still kind of telling how you are. And are you someone that I could possibly trust? I don't think so. But again, that's just me. So, hold on, let me get this up here. So, I like the terminology, not to trust wholeheartedly. Absolutely. Enrico, I just sent you an invite. You want to pop up now? But use and give varying levels of trust. Yes. Yes. The more proof, the more trust. Yes, Blunt. I'm telling you how people treat their animals. I mean, if you cannot treat your animals, you know, only way I can say it is with respect. I mean, I have seen people, you know, they treat their animals like crap, you know, but then they turn around and wonder, well, why is this person not being nice to me? Why is this person, you know, do you really deserve it? So again, to me, you do need proof of trust, you know, like they say, proof of life. Give me a reason to trust you, because people will always give you reasons not to trust them. But are people willing to give you a reason to trust them? And then you have those repeat of offenders, you know, who always say, okay, I'm sorry, but they keep doing the same thing again. How are you supposed to trust those people? How are you supposed to trust those people? You know, and I have given those repeat offenders chances. And like I said, it took me getting slapped upside the head a couple of times before it was like, stop, don't do it anymore, because they're going to continue to do the same thing. But you know, somewhere deep down, you always want to say, well, you know, I want to give this person the benefit of the doubt. And then I find myself not just giving this person the benefit of the doubt anymore. I find myself not willing to extend that courtesy to someone who had absolutely nothing to do with this first person. You know, and is that fair? No. But at the same time, you do have to watch your back. You know, people will take the smallest things that you tell them, or the smallest things, and they can turn it into something ugly. They can turn it into something big. And the next thing you know, you've robbed a bank in 20 states. You know, so I think that it is important to watch your back and watch who you trust. Power Girl, welcome. You know, so I don't know. Do you guys think I'm wrong? You think I'm right? You think I'm you know, dang solid, you know, you're not gonna, you know, give someone the benefit of the doubt just because of what someone else did. Now, I will give someone the benefit of the doubt, but when it comes to trust and what I'm going to, and a lot of the trust that I'm talking about what you personally tell people, you know, and one thing that I've noticed, and yeah, I'm going to talk about Podbean for a moment. You know, we get on Podbean, we talk about, you know, oh, you know, y'all have heard me talk about my son. You heard me talk about, you know, my husband, but I make sure I keep it in the generic. You know, I've heard people come out and just tell about their entire family. You know, I know what they do. I know where they work. You know, I know their age. You know, some people stop short of giving someone their social. Me, I think that's a mistake. Whether you're talking on Podbean or whether you are at work and you're standing by the water cooler or the coffee machine, whatever. And some people just give up too much. They just, it's TMI all over the place. You know, you go on, you know, Facebook, which I have not been on Facebook in so long, but you go there and, you know, you see that people are just, you know, telling their entire life story. I'm sorry. I don't trust on that level. Not to be rude or insulting, but I don't. And I have no problem with people saying to me, Salad, I'm sorry, but I'm just not going with that.
Hello, you know, Solid and my Blue and my sister.
Hello, Rico.
My sister.
You know, so
I'm another mister. I just want to say hi real quick. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just really want to say I love what you're talking about. You're so well articulated and you have such a nice way of speaking. And I think you're right. Trust is like, just real quick, never 100%, but start, give out a little, throw it like a, when you're fishing, when you dip your toe in the water, throw out a little cracker and see if the fish are biting, throw out a little bit, they nibble, okay, let's see, you just, and then you give out a bigger, you give out more, and then eventually, if you want to be wild, you can give out all, and just gamble if you really want to, but yeah.
Okay, but do you give out all? I mean, are you someone
who... Yeah, you're free.
See, I'm not giving out all.
No, I mean, but the thing is, you have to be willing to give yourself the space to give almost all.
True, but...
Just because you have the freedom as a human to be wild, be like, you know what? I'm going to regret this, but I choose to throw the... To gamble on red, But yeah, you know, but logically, you know that... as a tactician, as a tactic, you know that now you've done that. You don't be unaware of your giving...
But don't you still think that on some level though that trust has to be earned?
No,
especially when you're talking about
like high level trust. Like let's say you leave money, like $1,000 laying around you, or drugs, or if I'm gonna leave my wife in the same room as you, something like that. Trust you don't. That's maybe a higher level rank. Now if I trust you to hold my seat in a line or something like, hey, if I or something like some of you little like, oh, I trust you to. Make my order right at a restaurant. Oh, I trust, like, okay, sure. Like, that level of trust I pretty much can give to anybody.
Okay. So, what about this? Rico, I would leave $50 on my kitchen counter and walk away.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't do that around mostly everybody.
No, wait. Hold on. Listen to what I'm saying. I would leave $50 on my kitchen counter and walk away before I would tell someone my personal business. Because my personal business to me is more.
That's what your trust level is. Same. I that's really interesting. You mentioned that.
Yeah.
The same, like, so, for example, I trust you. So I'm going to tell you, I do narcotics and stuff like this. Now, guess what? I don't tell anybody in real life. Nobody. Like, people I work with, it's a secret very much. Like, it's something I do on the low. And so that's it. But I function around people every single day. And then I have some aspects of myself that are so big, like consuming, but yet not a soul knows.
Okay. So, and are you not telling those people because you don't trust them or?
No, because I don't trust them. The reaction. No, you definitely, I don't trust it because it's illegal and it's dangerous. And it's like all the things that come with, like, now if I could trust that they wouldn't judge, that they would just like accept me and be like, oh, okay, we don't care. It's any way. They still treat you the exact same way. I do not trust that they would treat me the same way.
Okay. All right. So
I don't want them to worry about nothing. I don't want them to cause a fuss, you could say.
Okay. All right. Cause see the trust that I'm
I do trust some people though, very few.
For me, the trust that I'm talking about is for my personal business.
That's my personal business right there.
Right. And that's why I'm saying, you know, I would be more willing to leave $50 on a counter and come back and if it's gone, yes, somebody took it. But you know,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
You took my money. But you did not take a personal part of me and you want to go in.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. So you wouldn't just be vulnerable. But I'll tell you though, it's when the trust aspect, though, it's like, I think what I think the other cup to look at, I think when you bring talk about this, and I love this talk, is, okay, well, the not only your level of trust, but then the varying level of trust that gets bestowed upon you, or your expectation of the level of trust that people are dealing with. Because now you're talking about, like, oh, this is how much I trust. Well, how about how much do people trust you, and how much do you trust that they, how much do you trust that they, you could trust in their trust, like some sort of thing like that, where it's, there's varying levels of it. And I like talking about that as well, because their trust affects different things as well. Like some people, they get heartbroken. Some people, for example, some people, they, oh, you lied to me. You broke my heart. You never loved me. Because they trusted so much. They're like, how could you betray me? It's like, you trusted them so easily. Like, so you see that around the people just who trust very willy nilly. Either they refuse to trust, like in a very stubborn level, like, no, I can't even leave my bike unchained around you. Like, they're carrying, or something like this. But then you see people who are like heartbroken. It's like, do you not understand that trust is not to be given whole? Like, you should, like, it seems that some people get caught off guard, and that seems surprising because it should be obvious that it's not.
Some people know how to hide their negative intentions. I guess that's people definitely overtrust.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because that's a part of trust, is like when not to overtrust and when it's willing, okay, to trust and not trust. I love the concepts you're talking about.
Well, because Rico, I don't think that you should ever overtrust.
I respectfully disagree. I think that there's a time and place for many different things. I say it's very good to, like.
But when you say, hey, TQ, welcome.
Yeah, well, I'm at work. I got to run. I just wanted to say hi, okay, but I will catch you next time, my darling. Thank you for having me on, and thank you for listening.
You're welcome. All right. Bye.
I love you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
I said I love you.
I love you too, Rico.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Oh, boy. All right. So, you know, that over trust thing. See, I don't think that you should over trust, because what I wanted to ask was, what does he mean by over trust? Over trust is, to me, is just, you know, giving and telling your all. Oh, TTQ, you are so welcome. And I made a point of staying for the entire show, and I meant to do it, and it was fun. So you will see me again. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I don't know, because trust, you know, again, like I said, you know, I can't trust people that I, you know, who haven't proven themselves, you know, and people tell a lot of their personal business. Hey, Hanny J, welcome. You know, people tell a lot of their personal business. And I guess I'm talking about trust mainly on a personal level, because trusting someone, like, okay, if you're at work and you're supposed to be working with a coworker on getting something done, I think it's different from, I trust you to do your part, so when we turn this in, your part will be done and my part will be done. If you're a student and you're doing a science thing together, whatever, you know, you have your part of the science thing to do. I have my part. You know, I trust that you will do it. Now, sometimes your coworker is not going to do what they're supposed to do. Sometimes your classmate is not going to do what they're supposed to do. I think that's a different level of trust when you're talking about your personal business. When you tell someone that, you know, maybe you have a medical condition that you don't want anyone to know, that person told. I think it's different. I think that's a different level of trust. And, you know, and we talked about this before on one of my shows, where I have a huge problem with, and I have distanced myself from one of my friends because they consistently did this. And it not only bugged me, but it bugged other people within our group. Whatever you told her, and it was like, it was in confidence, and you kind of know when you shouldn't go back and tell someone. She may have not have told her friends or anything, but she would always run back and tell her husband, always. And when we asked her about it, she says, well, I don't lie to my husband. I said, well, how are you lying to him? You're just not telling him. And she says, well, we tell each other everything. And I said, so if I said I killed somebody, well, yeah, I can see, you know, you going back and telling your husband, the cops or whatever. Yeah, okay. But if you're telling them something personal that's between the two of you, I'm not going back to tell my husband. You know, he don't need to know. And whatever he and his friends are talking about on a personal level, I don't need to know. And that one thing that bothers me. So do you think that that's right? Do you think that's wrong? What do you guys think? Anybody? You know, because I, you know, when you tell someone something, there are some people that you say, okay, this is just between me and you. I don't want you to say anything. And some people say, well, you know, you don't have to, you know, tell me that, because, well, some people you kind of do have to reinforce that, you know, because some people may say, well, I don't know. I didn't know. I didn't know, you know, that you didn't want me to tell her or, you know, well, we were all friends. I thought, you know, just what I may tell one friend something. No, me, I'm going to tell the other friend something. And Hanny says, it's not your business for her to share. No, it isn't. You know, so, and GB says, well, wifey don't know, won't hurt her. You know, so, if you have a friendship with someone, or, you know, does that mean, you know, and one of my friends asked this particular person, she said, so if you were working for the government and you were on some top secret thing and, you know, would you tell your husband? And she said, that's different. And we were like, well, how is that different? She says, well, I'm not supposed to tell that. And we were looking at her like, what? You know, so what? Because it's a government thing and it's marked top secret, then do we have to have all our conversations like that in order for you not to share? You know, so that's what I mean when I say never on a bet on a horse that you haven't seen run. Then you've seen horses that have run, and you still know not to bet on them because you don't trust them that they'll follow through. You know, so that's, you know, so that's what I'm talking about. That is that's the trust that I'm talking about. And I know there are different levels. Crucible, welcome. And I know that there are different levels for different people. And like I said, the trust that you say to one of your friends is different from the trust that you give one of your classmates or your coworker or whatever, if you're working on something. But, you know, again, when Rico said about the over-trusting, I just don't think that you should over-trust people, because I think that when you do, you end up getting hurt, either emotionally, on a physical level, or you just get pissed, you know? So, I find myself that when I say things, especially on a personal level, I'll only go so far, because the bottom line is it's not anyone's business. You know, I don't know. That's just what I think. GB says, wifey is on a need to know basis. side pieces replay. Okay, you guys all saying hi to each other. So I don't know. You know, and I really, you know, again, what you tell one person, just because you all kind of hang out together, doesn't mean that the other person knows. Because, you know, you do have people that you can tell one thing to, but you cannot say it to anyone else, because they may get offended. I have one friend that gets offended if you're telling any type of sexual joke, whatever, she gets highly, highly offended. So I know that if I'm talking, if I'm around certain people and we, and a couple of people we know or whatever, this is a different person I'm talking about. We just don't talk like that or around her. You know, there are some things that, you know, that people have shared with me and I know not to share with her because of how she is. You know, so you kind of, you know. No problem, Grid. Thank you for popping in. You know, so, hey, Juju, welcome. You know, so, once again, I just say, you know, never bet on a horse you haven't seen run. Because people will disappoint you. They will disappoint you. And, sometimes you have to learn those lessons. And like I said, I have been slapped upside the head many times until it was like, are you going to continue to do this? When are you going to learn? It's not on them. It's on me for continuing to allow this person or to keep telling this person stuff when I know, why didn't you stop? You know, so that's not on them. That's on me. So that's how I see it. So anybody disagree, agree, not agree? Tulian, welcome. Or should I say welcome back? Welcome. You know, so, you know, I don't know. You know, there are many reasons why, you know, people don't trust, you know, your expectations. You know, people who have hurt you in the past, people who have stabbed you back in the past, not that same person, but you may have had that experience. So therefore you're not willing to, open up to someone else. And that's the point where I am. I'm at the point where, you know, I've been, you know, screwed over so many times with trusting people that it's like, you know what? I'm just not doing it anymore. So, you know, so if I say, you know, if I volunteer the information, that's fine, but don't ask me. You know, if I, you know, say I'm doing this, you know, or I'm going here or I'm about to, you know, whatever. You know, I will give up the information that I want to give up and that's it. Should I choose to share anything else, well, then I will. I personally don't think there's anything wrong with that. Other people may think so. You know, I don't know. So you guys think I'm being too picky? You think I'm, you know, you know, but that's just what I think. You know, I mean, I think that people will always give you a reason first not to trust them before they will give you a reason to trust them. And again, that's just me. And GB says it's not your first rodeo. No, it isn't, GB. No, it isn't. You know, I have seen people do things. And not just to me. I've seen people do things to other people where people have said things to them or told them things. And like I said, you know, people can take something and turn something that you've said or, you know, or something that you've told them or a part of your personal life, and they can turn it into something ugly. That was something that was pretty just straightforward. They can turn it into something else. So, you know, once again, I'm just not one to do that. You know, I don't know. Because a bad rumor will spread faster than a good rumor, if that makes sense. You know, people are willing to gossip about negative things before they will say something good. And that's just that's just human nature. I mean, I have gossiped in the past, but I've also learned a very hard lesson from doing so. A very hard lesson that hurt my feelings a lot. And I didn't have anybody to blame but myself. You know, so again, when I talk about trusting, I'm talking about more on a personal level. Crucible says, a bad rumor can travel around the world before the truth ever puts its shoes on. Well, that's been proven. That's been proven in the U.S. constantly. It's constantly proven. I mean, you know, that's, you know. So, you know, but, you know, and people tend to want to hear negative things about someone, whether it's true or not. And Hanny says, I've taught myself to laugh at the things I never knew about myself that I hear all the time. And Hanny, sometimes you do. Sometimes you just have to laugh at yourself. You're absolutely right. You know, I don't know, but, you know, trust, you know, I have done things in my life where we're not very nice or very good in terms of trust. We've all, I'm pretty sure, at some point in our lives have done something, whether it's, you know, I don't know what level it is, you know, but once again, for me, when it comes to the personal things, that's where I am not going to be overly trusting. I look at it, my business is my business. If I choose to share, then I will. Your business is your business. And as I've gotten older, I don't even want to hear anybody else's business. I mean, unless you want to tell me, you can tell me. Other than that, I've said this before. You guys have heard me say it before. I don't care. Because I don't want to get wrapped up in someone else's business also. And trusting people, sometimes, you know, they take you there. Some people, sometimes, you know, when you allow people into your inner circle, they get you wrapped up into their own drama, you know, and then the next thing they're saying, well, I thought I can trust you with this. And it's like, you didn't trust me with anything because I don't want to be in your drama, you know, and trust does mean on some level that you are possibly, depending upon what you're trusting someone with, you're pulling them into your drama. Or if you choose to listen to what the information they're trusting you with, you're pulling them into your drama. You know, you have two friends at school who your classmates, just as an example, who are fighting and you're the neutral person and they ask you, well, what do you think, whatever, and then you give your opinion. All of a sudden you're in the middle of that drama and they're both trusting you with information about the other. All of a sudden you're in the middle of it, you know? And more times than often, they end up being, you know, okay, and everything's fine with them. And all of a sudden you're the person, well, you said this or you said that. Ah, no, don't put me in your drama. GB says, we've all dated the bad girls over the good girls. Well, I haven't dated bad girls. So I haven't dated good girls. Oh boy. But, Well, that's another topic, GP, about dating the bad boys and the bad girls. You know, so, oh, excuse me. I don't know. But trust to me is, I don't know. I mean, I think we all on some level can be a hypocrite when it comes to trust. I know I have been. But again, what do you all think of what Rico said about over trusting? Because I really wish he had explained that more before he popped out. Because I thought it was interesting the way he said that about over trusting. So, y'all are a quiet group today. Okay, Crucible is coming up. Welcome, Crucible.
Hi, Solid. I didn't hear Rico. I wasn't on, but just from the term over trusting, I think I'm not going to say it's human nature, but I think a lot of us, I know I'm that way, we want to give the benefit of the doubt, particularly with people that we may not know that well. I think it's a reflection of people wanting to have a good heart, an open mind. And sometimes we fall into a trap of overtrusting. We extend ourselves beyond what we probably should based on insufficient information. But like you said earlier, people will give you reason not to trust them before they'll give you reason to trust them. That's why it's a leap of faith. That's why it's called trust, because I don't have a technical definition in front of me. But trust, I think, is probably the belief or the hope, the faith that somebody has a good heart and is a good person in your faith will be rewarded. Because technically, I think trust means you don't really have a body of evidence yet to say, I can absolutely believe this person 100% because their track record proves it. When you're trusting someone, you're kind of hoping that they prove you right. And so I think what Rico may have meant was you overtrust because you overextend yourself, because that's what people like to feel good about themselves. And it turns out you get burned and suddenly you don't overtrust anymore. So that's the best context I can put it in without having hurt him myself.
Okay, well, hold on. I'm going to put in the definition of trust. I probably should have done at the beginning, but I didn't. So this is Google's definition of trust. There we go. Noun, firm belief in the reliability, truth, and ability or strength of someone or something. Relations have to be built on trust. They have been able to win the trust of others. So, I mean, I understand about giving someone the benefit of the doubt. But again, like I said, as I get older, I tend not to do that because I've been burned, you know, and after a while, it's like, yeah, you weren't the one that burned me, but you're going to have to prove yourself to me before I allow you to, you know, especially if you're coming into my life, if you're coming into my space, you're going to have to prove yourself to me. I may stop talking when you come into the room. If I'm talking about a certain thing, I'll switch the subject. Or if a particular subject comes up, I will not say anything. I do that with a particular group now. You know, it's like whenever we get together and we're face to face, everyone else is saying, oh yeah, this, and they're talking about just such personal things. They're saying, well, so, you know, what about you? I'm like, oh, well, you know, I mean, I never say anything. And sure enough, somewhere along the way, someone throws up in someone's face about something that they've said. And I just sit back and I just say to myself, that's why you shouldn't say anything, you know? So, Yeah. And then Juju says, I don't like when people play me. They know I'm well aware of that happening. Juju, yes. And GP says, these days we can't even trust relatives. These days, GP, I think relatives are some of the ones that you got to think twice about. So, Bruce, what did you want to say? Something else?
Yeah, the thing about trust is it's a very subjective thing, and we have certain things that we quote unquote trust people with or about where we wouldn't trust them on some other things, and maybe time will bear that out. But at some point, we all make mistakes. Everybody does. At some point, how many times do you write it off as a mistake before you start to look at character flaws or repeat offenders and things like that, to where they're not making mistakes? They're revealing who they are, and they're telling you, you can trust me with these things, but you probably can't trust me with these things. So it's a very subjective thing. We kind of pick and choose where we trust, because we want to believe we're trusting people, right? Because that tells us we're supposed to be a good human. We see the best. We try to see the best in people. That's kind of what we grow up hearing. So that's our natural instinct. But people are going to let us down. It's a question of how often, to what extent, under what circumstances, and when do you stop saying somebody made a mistake and somebody has a sustained problem with being reliable?
And we talked about that at the beginning of the show, because I do believe that if you are a repeat offender and you keep doing the same thing over and over, it's like, at what point, you know, do you continue to allow that person in your space, or just allow them to, you know, to continue to do what they're doing? You know, so I, you know, for me personally, like I said, over the years, I've learned my lesson. Some lessons were very easy to learn, and some lessons I had to get beat upside the head, you know, a couple of times. And I'm, you know, but now I'm at the point where, show me, prove to me first, and then maybe I'll allow you into this particular space of mine. And you can get upset if I don't allow you in into that space, but who are you to get upset with what I allow in my life? Just like, if you don't allow me into certain spaces in your life, and people haven't, not allowed me in certain spaces, it's like, okay, that's fine. But some people really get offended. And it's not for me to be offended if you don't allow me into your particular space, if you don't tell me certain things. You don't tell me certain things, apparently you don't want me to know, and vice versa.
You know, but usually, so, when we start off trusting somebody, it's usually we don't have any reason not to. So it's almost a position of default. That's where we prefer to start. But at some point, our trust is going to be, not always, but will be misplaced, and then you're kind of in a situation where you're using other information, because we trust people that we don't have any information about. We're just going to go blind trust. But if we start to hear anecdotal type things about a certain individual, well, that person did this to me, or you got to be careful with so-and-so when it comes to this, now you're getting external feedback about somebody that isn't based on your own personal experience. So you're going to go into some of these situations already armed with some information that may or may not be accurate, but you're kind of assuming it's accurate because you heard it from somebody who you may trust, and therefore you're going to see that other person through a different lens until or unless they prove to you that what that person told you is not true. So we use external information to decide who to trust in the absence of anything else. But initially, I think our gut is to trust, in a default position is to trust, until we're proven we shouldn't trust.
Okay. I have two answers for that. For the statement that you just made. Okay. So first of all, for me, and again, I'm only talking about me, I can't speak for anybody else, I'm not going to trust someone that I just met. And when I say trust, I'm talking about, I'm not going, and I have seen people do this. They you just meet someone and they are telling all their business, their whole life story. I'm not doing that. That's the level of trust that I'm talking about. I'm not going to tell you my life story. I'm not going to tell you. I mean, you know, and people tend to ask personal things, I think some people ask questions when they first meet people that are too personal, that is like none of your business type. And also in terms of if someone said, well, you know, don't believe this about this person, or this person did this. Again, I have learned years ago that I cannot rely on what other people think. Just because you don't get along with this person, just because this person did something new, until that person does something to me, until they do it to me, then, I mean, yeah, okay, it is in the back of my head. I cannot deny that, because it is, because you put it out there. So and I heard it. You told me. But I'm not going to base, just because this person doesn't like this person, just because this person, I trust this person because they did this, just this. Okay. For you, it was okay. But I'm not going to be that person. And I have turned into that person, and I have found for me, it works out.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, and I'm kind of that way too. You don't want to be conveying power to people that they haven't earned. And just because someone had a bad experience doesn't mean you're going to have a bad experience. But you're right. It's in the back of our mind, subconsciously, depending on how reliable, quote unquote, we think the person who told us that is, and how much we can, quote unquote, trust them. We kind of make a decision. Okay, I'm going to put that in the back of my head. I'm going to make up my own mind. But we're obviously not making up our own mind, because we're having subconscious or conscious information in our head that somebody else told us. But eventually, you're right. The proof, you know, it all comes out in the wash, whatever metaphor you want to use. People will reveal themselves to you in terms of what their character is, whether they can be trusted or not. This happens over a long period of time, and it happens to all of us. And the thing about trust, it's a funny thing. Most people don't announce, "I no longer trust you." I mean, it may happen in an exchange or in an argument or a confrontation and say, "I can't trust you anymore." But most people, they just sort of quietly make up their minds. That person's not who I thought they were. I can't confide in them. I can't count on them. So now I'm going to have to reclassify them in terms of my friendship circle. I may not drop them, but I'm going to reorder them a little bit. It's just a matter of time. We all do it, and we don't even know what's happening. It's nobody rings a bell and says, "Your trust has been shattered." It just kind of silently goes away, and we lose that friend.
I'm trying to formulate my response to that, y'all. That's why I'm not saying anything right now. I think it depends upon who you're dealing with. GB says, I told people at AT&T I no longer trust you and slammed the door on the way out. I mean, I have told people that. And I think that the people that I have in my life, I think they know where they stand. I think that they, and I think I know where I stand with them, because we've talked about things like that. I have had, like you said, you do reorder people, in your life. We all do, but I don't think that it's something that, takes a long time to do. I think that you pretty much know the people that you deal with, be it on a daily basis, is with somebody at work, if it's somebody at school, whatever, somebody at church, wherever you are. I think that you pretty much know when you're dealing with people where they are in your life. I don't know, because for me, I know where everyone is in my life. I know where they are with me. And I think they know where they are with me. I think I know where I am with them. And like I said, if someone new came into my life, I'm not going to just give you this information, especially, you know, you have some people who, when they first meet you or whatever, and I know a lot of it is small talk, and you're just trying to whatever, but you know, there are some things that you just shouldn't ask. There are some things that you just shouldn't say. I have a neighbor who lives on my block, extremely nosy, extremely nosy. And when he sees me, and it's been many years, he'll, you know, if I'm outside in the front, you know, doing yard work or whatever, you know, he'll come over, he'll chit chat, and then he'll start to gossip about the person across the street or this person. Then he'll always look at me. He'll say, you know, I've asked you before, but where did you say you worked? And I look at him and I said, I didn't. And this has been going on for years. And then he'll gossip about that person, gossip about this person, whatever. And I'm saying to myself, there's no way I'm telling you anything about myself, because, you know, tomorrow you'll be across the street, you'll be talking about me. You know, so I don't know. And that's why I say some people are so willing to just give up everything about themselves on a personal level. And I personally think that that's a dangerous thing to do, because there's always one person in the crowd. There's always one that will be ready to use whatever you say about your personal life against you. Mm-hmm. But that's just me. That is just me.
Well, you're right. There was a person who was a former podcaster, and they came on, I'm not going to give gender or anything like that. They came on in the beginning of their podcasting career, and by their own admission, shared too much personal details about lives and different things. And that person became fodder for the platform within a handful of people, and made it so difficult and made it so unpleasant that this person decided not to podcast anymore. So, and they regret it to this day. They blame themselves. Like you were saying, it's not about, you know, the other people. They can't be expected to do the right thing. So it's up to you. You have got to read the room and understand that you can't trust people that you don't know, because they're going to take personal information. They're going to turn it into something for their own gain. And there's no putting the toothpaste back in the tube, as they say. So once that information's out there, it's public, and then people can do with it what they wish. But I could not agree with you more, Solid. You've got to be very careful about who you share with.
You know, and I also think you have to be very careful who you share with when it comes, and not just on podcasting. I mean, even with, you know, newscasters, if you're in politics, if you're a teacher, if you're doing something on a platform, on a public platform, you're pretty much fair game. And that's why, you know, it's like, y'all know I have a son. Very few of you know his name. His name is not important. It's not important to you. You don't need to know. You all know that I'm married. Very few of you know my husband's name. It's not important. You don't need to know. You know, I keep my business life separate from my podcasting life. My podcasting life is, I am Solid. In business, I'm Mrs. So-and-so or whatever. And it's, you know, and I don't want to know your personal life. I don't need to know it. It's not important, at least not to me. There's nothing that I, you know, I have no, you know, there's nothing that I, you know, I would never, ever want to take someone and start talking about their kid or whatever. And, but that's what people do. And we see it in politics. We see it in someone, you know, the teacher. Well, yeah, you know, Mrs. Smith's son or her four daughters, you know, they go to this school, whatever. No. You know, I was watching Johnny Carson years ago, and a particular entertainer came on, and I thought that it wasn't Johnny Carson, it was one of his guest hosts, and she brought her daughter on the show. And the guest host, you know, asked her what her name was. She told her name. And she says, what school do you go to? And the mother stopped her. Really, she says, don't ask my daughter that on national TV. And the host should have known better. But had that mom not have stopped her, her daughter's school would have been broadcasted everywhere. And who knows, somebody could have gone up to that school and done her harm. I mean, you just don't know. And Crucible, I understand what you're saying. You know, you can make yourself fodder for other people. And I'm not talking about just podcasting, Podbean, whatever. I'm talking about whatever you do. I don't care if it's your neighbor. I don't care if you take walks every day and you see the same people on your walks and you do something where they start gossiping, whatever. You make yourself, you put yourself out there. So again, when I say trust, it's something I take on a serious level, you know, and people who are younger than me, I hope on some level, I'm not saying that you know, that what I'm saying, you have to take my advice or anything, but be careful what you put out there. Like they say, what you know, those pictures that you post on the internet, you may delete them, but they're still there. There's always going to be someone that took that screenshot and they'll use it later. So that's what I come back to say. Never bet on a horse you haven't seen run, because if I don't know you, I will give you the benefit of the doubt and saying, hey, how are you, whatever. But am I going to give you the benefit of the doubt and telling you my whole life story? Absolutely not. Not going to do it.
Well, some people also use the gossip route as a bonding technique. As perverse as it can sound, they figure, okay, now you and I are going to have a little private conversation. We're going to dish on our neighbors. We're going to dish on our coworkers. You tell me a secret about somebody, and I'll tell you a secret about somebody. And did you know it's so-and-so? And it, like I said, it's perverse, but it's a way of creating false intimacy. It's you and I have this little dialogue that nobody else knows about, and we're going to talk about people, and that's how we're going to get close to each other. That's how we're going to be able to, quote unquote, trust each other. Ironically, the trust bond is being formed by talking behind other people's backs, which sort of undercuts the whole trust thing. But I think sometimes people are in need of being close to somebody else. And for whatever reason, gossip and that sort of thing is the route that they take, figuring now you and I have got a secret, and that means we have a bond. I don't get it, but I think that's how some people think.
I definitely think that's how some people think. And that's when I throw in my, you know, when I say, I don't care, you know, people will gossip. They'll say this. And a lot of times, you know, I mean, I've heard people gossip about people, about stuff, and it's like not even true. I mean, it's like, I don't even know the person that they're gossiping about, but I know what they're saying is not true, you know, but that's where I say, if you want to gossip, you know, a lot of times I don't want to hear it. I will leave. I have been on podcasts where people are just dissing on people, and I just leave. You know, whatever. Because I mean, why do I want to hear that? I mean, you know, we've in school, we've all had those friends in school where you had the gossipers and whatever. You know, I don't want that drama. And that's when I say, I don't care. So if you want to gossip to me about someone, more than likely it's going to go in one ear and one out the other because I don't want to listen to that crap, but you're not going to get it from me. And I have had people get frustrated with me, like what Crucible said, where they're gossiping, you know, to me, but then I'm not saying anything back and they get frustrated and they walk away. No, I'm not doing that. Because then it turns into, well, Solid said, you know, leaving out all the stuff that you said. And Crucible, I just want to say one thing. And one thing, and people who know me know that I will do that. If anybody ever says that I said something about them and they come to me and say, did you say, and I will, if I said it, I will absolutely own it. Yes, I said it. Go ahead.
No, and I think that's the thing that, you know, when people talk about, you know, people behind their backs and whatnot, they're and I've done this, I've made this mistake where I've participated in it, not thinking it was malicious in any way, but I was just participating, you know. And then later on, when somebody would find out that so-and-so and some people were talking about them, I was never able to be the person to say, well, I was above that. I didn't participate. I walked away kind of a thing because I did participate, but I didn't realize at the time how important that is from a personal integrity standpoint to be known as the person who didn't participate because it was a better thing to do to walk away. I learned that the hard way, but it's important to keep your own personal integrity. And if your integrity says, I don't gossip, then under no circumstances should you gossip. And like I said, I made that mistake a couple times and regretted it.
Well, I mean, again, you know, we all live and learn. Like I said, there have been times when I've had to get beat upside the head many, many times before it clicked with me and, you know, saying, why do you keep doing that? And there have been times when one particular time where I gossiped, and this was back in high school, and it was such a lesson for me. It was such a serious lesson for me because I used to be a huge gossip in high school. I was a huge gossip. And y'all have heard me say this before. My father told me, he said, you know, one day you're going to hear something about you or something that you don't want to hear. Don't come home crying. And sure enough, I'm in the girls' locker room changing after, we called it gym class back then. We didn't call it PE. And I'm changing my clothes. Thank goodness it was the last class of the day, the last period, whatever. And I could go home. And these girls were talking about me so bad. I mean, so they were raking me through the coals. And everything that they said was true. Every single word they said was true. And I'm choking up and I'm tears coming to my eyes and what have you. I'm a sophomore and I get on that bus. I'm not talking to anybody. They're like, oh, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing, you know, whatever. I get home and I'm just boo-hooing. And, you know, my mother's asking me what's going on. And my father's asking me. And I'm, you know, trying to tell him whatever. And when I finally got the story out, my father looked at me. He said, I told you. And he walked out of the room. And my mother looked at me and she goes, lesson learned. And that right there, it was such a hard lesson for me. I stopped. I literally went to school the next day, and you can almost say that I was a different person. You know, and I do believe that some of us get those hard lessons early in life. Some of us get them later in life. But when the lesson comes, you know exactly why. You know exactly why. And those girls, and I know their names to this day. The next day when they saw me, they were like, hey, well, you know, hey, what's up? Smiling in my face after they were just totally raked me the day before. Yeah. Okay. But it was, everything they said was absolutely true.
Just out of curiosity, did you stay quote unquote friends with that group?
I stayed away from them for a while, but I gradually went back, whatever. One person I still talk to this day. The other two I lost track of in college, whatever. But and we talked about it. I actually brought it up to this person years later. And she said, "You heard that?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "You were really an asshole. You just used to just, I mean, what they said, and I did." She said, "You would just gossip and blah, 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 blah." And she says, "And you, and I said, I heard every word." And I said, and I told him, I said, I went home crying and I was upset and I was pissed off and I was hurt, whatever. But I said, everything you all said was true. And she says, "We didn't know you heard it." I said, "But would you have still said it?" And the person who I still talk to this day said, "Yeah, we probably would have added to it." So, I don't know. You know, again, we learn lessons. So we learn lessons along the way. And that was a lesson learned, and I tell people, when they're sharing stuff with me, I'm like, you sure you want to tell me that? Or I've heard them say something. I'm like, you think you're oversharing here, or you think that you're, should you be telling people, oh, it's not a big deal. I'm like, okay. Or you
well,
think
unfortunately,
you that?
What's that?
No, I say to people, should be saying that.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it is an unfortunate, it's fortunate and unfortunate, but the best lessons we learn in life are the ones that cause us the most pain. We don't learn anything from, sort of good experiences or innocuous experiences. We learn things that are painful. That's the way they stay with us. That's the nature of a lesson. You're not really learning anything unless something's been burned into your consciousness. Like you said, the next day you were a different person. That's what I call life-changing experience. And had that not happened, maybe you would have continued on that gossipy path for a little bit longer and maybe have gotten your comeuppance at some other point. But I've never learned a lesson in my life that hasn't been extremely painful, very embarrassing, and very much of an eye-opener. It's time to take an accounting of yourself here, dude. That's why they stick with you. That's why they're called lessons, because they hurt.
Well, and also one thing that my father said, and he brought it up to me years later. We were sitting down and we were just talking about how to treat people, and he brought that up, and he said, back then I told your mother that so-and-so is either going to get her feelings really, really hurt, or she's going to get a serious butt whooping by some people that she should not have said something to. And he was right, because I have seen people where I've seen some of my friends in high school, even in college at one point, and one particular before my son was in homeschool, this one particular little girl, I mean, she was like evil. And I told her mother, I said, either your daughter straightens up or she's gonna cross the wrong people one day and she's gonna get her butt whooped. And sure enough, when she was in seventh grade, she was acting up around some other little girls who I guess got sick and tired of her. And after school, they seriously beat her up. When I say beat her up, I mean, she had the black eye and, she had bruises or whatever. They beat her up. So some of us get lessons like me. Some of us may just get the little tap on the shoulder. And some of us get the physical lessons where you get your butt beat. So
well, that's how they settled the scores back in the day, Sala. They you meet me after school, and somebody's going to walk away, and someone's not going to, but we're both going to remember this lesson.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, back then, you didn't pull out. People weren't taking out guns and whatever. Well, in West Side Story, they did, but back then. You're right. They sell it right there on the school yard or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, so, again, I just say that, be careful who you trust, be careful who you tell your business to, if you're working with a coworker or a classmate, if you're supposed to handle one part of an assignment, do it, because that person is trusting you to do it. And when you don't, that's more work for them, or someone's grade is going to be affected. But there are different levels of trust. But for this particular show, I was mainly talking about, which you all know, on a personal level. So, but anyway, guys, I am at my hour. Crucible, you have any last words you want to say?
Not really. Interesting topic. You know, trust is one of those very elusive things. It's very quick to come and it can be very quick to go. It's got to be earned, but it can also be squandered. But I thought this was an interesting topic. Trust is something I think we come about through trial and error. I don't think anybody ever gets it 100% earned right out of the gate, but I think eventually we learn to know who we can trust about what, and that's how we live our lives, according to who we can rely on and who we can't.
Okay. Well, I am going to leave you guys with, I was going to play the Aretha version, her cover of Adele, but Aretha sometimes she's hard to understand in terms of the lyrics. But I'm going to leave y'all with Rolling in the Deep by Adele, if you can listen to the lyrics. And it's about, you know, you do somebody wrong, this is what happens, whatever. So anyway, I'm going to clear the panel, Crucible. And guys, here we go. Adele, Rolling in the Deep. And as always, guys, thank you for coming and liking the show and listening to my little rants, whatever, about trust. And Crucible and Rico, thank you for joining the panel. Here you go.
Cheating a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare. See, I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart. Reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me
And that's it, everyone. Thank you for coming. Enjoy your day or weekend wherever you are in the world. Go where the wind takes you, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.